listening to Little Walter's classic instrumental, Juke, performed live by the Blue Aces at the former Creole Cafe in Bloomington. Sound Ideas, I'm Mike McCurdy. The Blue Aces reunite for a benefit show Sunday night at the Castle Theater. The band includes Steve the Heart Melberg, George Boyle, Billy Gault, and Al Chapman. They've been playing the Twin Cities and Central Illinois, well, from 1998 to 2003. Boyle and Melberg joined John Norton in the GLT studio recently to talk about their reunion and their humble beginnings.
It all started, I think, many years ago when I was playing with Mark Boone in Hip Pocket. And I was wanting to start my own band, and Mark Boone came up to me and said, hey, there's a pretty good drummer in town who's looking for a band. His name's George Boyle. Here's his number. So I called it, and George and I immediately struck up a friendship. We got together, jammed, and we've been playing off and on ever since then. And then we needed a blues guitar player. George knew Billy.
Billy Gault.
Right. And Billy knew Al Chapman. And so the four of us got together, did a jam, and it was butter. It was beautiful.
That's Steve the Heart Melberg. George, do you remember the phone call from Steve?
Well, yeah, I remember. Actually, I had just moved to Bloomington in December of 90, and I put on the radio on a Friday night, and I heard someone saying, well, I'm Delta Frank, but it wasn't Delta Frank. It was Boone imitating Frank. And when I called, him up, I told him I'd just moved to town and I'd played with Big Walter Horton and on Maxwell Street and done various things with blues players. And so he suggested Steve. And I don't remember exactly the first phone call, but I remember the first rehearsal with Steve. And it's always been real easy and maybe more importantly, fun to play together.
Yes. So.
Well, what made you guys so special, in your opinion?
Well, first, the love of the blues, and close to the same age. The fact that he played with Big Walter was always wonderful to me because Watermelon Slim said, man, you sound just like Big Walter. So Big Walter was a big influence of me. As a matter of fact, my harmonica belt came from Big Walter. When I saw him in Ann Arbor Blues Festival, he had one on, and that's when I decided I'm going to get me one.
Was that late 1960s? Or was that?
That would have been in 72.
Okay.
I played with him in 80, a couple years before I met Bill Gault. It was pretty fun playing with Big Walter, and it taught me a lot.
So he already knew some stuff about how to play with a harmonica player.
Okay.
And to me, that was a big factor. What we needed to do to make the song wonderful, which is a lot of listening to each other when you play. When you play, it's not so much what I'm playing, it's what I'm hearing from my fellow musicians. And so that allows me to even open up more so that I'm playing to make him sound good and to be at the right spot and not walk on him, so to speak.
Listening to GLT Sound Ideas, I'm John Norton. The song you're hearing is Little Walter's classic song called Juke. It's done by the Blue Aces. This is the year for reunions here in the Twin Cities. But you mentioned Hip Pocket already. They had a reunion at the Castle. The Something Brothers did. The Mechanics did. Mojo Stew.
Yes.
And now the Blue Aces.
Yes.
What's up with the reunion?
Well, we have a lot of fun playing together. And, you know, Steve talked a little while ago about us listening to each other. We listen to each other well, and we also have something that I really enjoy about the blues itself, and you see it in this fellow in particular, is that we get carried away. You know, the blues, in my opinion, is simple for a reason. At its best, it's simple so that it can express emotion and it can be accessible. It's a folk music. It's the people's music. And part of it is to not play it like a metronome or like it's written in charts, but part of it is to have it simple and clear enough that you can improvise and get carried away, get emotional. If you want to speed up, speed up. If you want to get loud, get loud. You want to bring it down, bring it down. These are all different colors you can paint with. When we're playing together and we're firing on all cylinders, which is more often than I've had with most bands, that's why we're reuniting. And also, this particular place that we're going to be playing for, the benefit for the Lemieux Healthcare Clinic, is an important cause, a great cause, and it's something, it intersects really well with this idea of us getting together again.
George, you mentioned playing on Maxwell Street with Big Walter Horton, and then obviously you were here in the Twin Cities, during even I would call maybe a blues heyday back in the 90s, early 2000s. What was it like for you on Maxwell Street? What was it like here in the Twin Cities back then?
Playing with Big Walter Horton, I did that on a couple of tours and also a few gigs in Champaign. I didn't play with him on Maxwell Street. I played with Bill Gault on Maxwell Street.
Okay.
And the way that would work for us was we would play Saturday nights at different, bars in Champaign or in Central Illinois. And then with a friend of ours who used to work at Alligator Records, we would go up to Maxwell Street and play all of Sunday with Little Pat Rushing, one of the fellas who had a regular spot there. And it was a pretty amazing scene.
Can you describe what Maxwell Street was like? Because in blues lore, it is legendary now, but then the city of Chicago basically just said, no, you ain't going to do this anymore, and stopped it. But it was a real cultural thing.
It was a carnival. It was a circus. It was a party. And it was hot, hard work all rolled up into one. I remember one time coming in, it was like about 6:15 in the morning, and I was riding in the back of the truck as we were coming in with equipment, and there was a woman with a PA system and a tambourine, and she was saying, come to God, come to the Lord, and all this, and we come in, and things get louder and louder, and there's three or four gospel bands already set up and playing. Then there's the blues guys tuning up across the street. There's the smell of Polish sausage cooking and onions and all sorts of, like, incense and street smells, which are, by the way, are quite a bit different than incense, and all sorts of things going on. And about 8 or 9 o'clock, the guy they call the bootleg man would come around with selling beers and half pints of whiskey out of a back of his thing, and we would play up till about 6 maybe, and it was very often pretty hot. Out in our place was a parking lot, but there were places like right all along the street. I mean, within 15, 20 feet of each other at times.
It's George Boyle. I'm John Norton. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Steve the Harp is also in the studio. We're talking about a Blue Aces reunion. The band played in Bloomington Normal and around Central Illinois from the mid to late 1990s through the early 2000s. And Steve, you're reuniting. George just talked about Maxwell Street up in Chicago. Was there an equivalent at all here in Bloomington Normal or even Central Illinois? There is no exact equivalent. It was such a unique thing. But what was the scene in the Twin Cities back in the day?
Well, I'm a hometown boy, so I know it from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And I was playing trumpet in a rhythm and blues band with Big Ed Moore, who was on bass, and the guy who owns Jazz Up Front.
James Gaston.
James Gaston, my lead singer, and we were in a band called Soul Seekers and then Band X.
Mm, okay.
And this was in the late 60s, and we were playing mostly fraternity and sorority parties at ISU and Wesleyan.
Well, when things go wrong, well, go wrong with you. Lord, it hurts me too.
Blue Aces is what you're hearing. It Hurts Me Too is the song, and this is GLT Sound Ideas as we get ready for the reunion at the Castle Theater on Sunday night. In studio, Steve the Harp Melberg and George Boyle.
Thanks, John.
There's been a resurgence in the Bloomington Normal music scene, maybe not necessarily the blues scene, mm-hmm. but the Bloomington Normal music scene has been a resurgence over the past mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years, yeah. and the Castle is getting a lot of credit for that.
Absolutely.
How does what the Castle's doing compare to what it was like back in the day?
Well, we are excited about playing the Castle. We've been there, and Steve's played there a number of times. I've not played there, but I've gone there and heard music there, and it's done a lot to help the music scene, which is getting better. You know, John, when I was, I don't want to just talk about the past, but you know, when I was growing up in Chicago, there were lots of places to play. I started playing at age like 11 in terms of playing first like family parties, but then, you know, by 12 or 13 playing weddings and retirement parties and all sorts of, but most fun for me as a kid was playing these different dances that all the various high schools and grade schools had. And when I got older, the bar scene was a lot more lively than it, you know, had been for some time. And it's kind of nice to see this resurgence. You know, I have a couple kids that play instruments. And I wonder about where you know, they can get the kind of ability to hone their chops that Steve and I had. You know, the places, that, like Steve had said, nobody starts off great, you know, or even good, right? We all start off,
beginners.
Know, just as beginners, that's right. And you have to get some practice to do that. Yes. And I just want to apologize to all the people I practiced on so early in my career. I've heard some of those tapes. And let me tell you. But anyway, so it's exciting to see that the Castle and some of these other venues are bringing back live music, because not only is it fun for us to play, but it lets us know that there's going to be a venue for live musicians who are coming up and coming along the way and have great stuff to put out.
In 57, my mom took me to Castle Theater to see Ten Commandments.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah, and in 1937, my mom was going there on Saturday afternoons to watch the Westerns with all the kids in the neighborhood, and she got to go because she was pulling weeds all day on the neighbor's garden so she could get a quarter to go watch the movies in the afternoon in 1937 at the Castle Theater in downtown Bloomington.
So I'm guessing you're not going to turn to your wife, Deb, Steve, and go, Deb, if you pull all the weeds, you can come see the Blue Aces at the Castle.
You got it.
George Boyle. That's Steve Melberg on harp. Steve, the harp, Melberg. And also Billy Gault and Al Chapman, the Blue Aces. Thanks for coming in, guys. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it.
Steve the Harp Melberg and George Boyle talking with GLT's John Norton about the Blue Aces reunion concert Sunday night at the Castle Theater. The two will be joined by Billy Gault and Al Chapman. The show is a benefit for Heart of Africa and Marketplace.
Well, the blues is all right when there's someone left to play the game. Is all right when there's someone left to play the game. Now my friends have gone and left me. Things just ain't the same.